It was a fateful day on Boylston Street as two pressure cooker bombs exploded nearly seconds away from each other, killing three and injuring over 250 innocent people. As we reach the starting line of this year's race, we know there may never be complete closure for the immediate victims or the runners and spectators who witnessed the violent attack. However, ask most Bostonians, and they'll tell you, Boston is coming back prouder, safer, and stronger than ever. Peter Judge, the public information officer at the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, says the new safety precautions at the upcoming marathon will provide increased security.
We've been working literally since last August with the public safety community, not only along the eight communities that the race goes through, but also with statewide and even federal partners to find a way to make the race a safer event or ensure or minimize any potential problems. So the expectation is to see probably a lot more uniformed police officers than maybe they've seen in the past. There'll also be a number of plainclothes officers out there as well. There are restrictions this year as far as, and by restrictions, we're just asking people to use common sense. No one's going to be stopped from doing an awful lot of things, but if you're carrying a backpack, if you're carrying a cooler, if you're behaving suspiciously, if you will, just don't be offended if, in fact, a police officer comes up and asks to look in your bag or to ask you some questions.
For some, the decision to return to the race might be clouded by fear of a new violent act. To answer that, Judge says that there will be a great sense of purpose for the event among the spectators and runners this year.
If the request for running numbers or any indication, I know Boston Athletic Association has added 9,000 more runners this year. So there's going to be 36,000 runners in the race themselves. I don't think there's going to be a fear factor. As a matter of fact, I think the reverse is such. Even if the weather's not that good, we still expect to see great, maybe record crowds out there this year.
Western New England University psychology professor Chris Hakala agrees this upcoming marathon will be an event that brings people together.
Boston, the marathon is sort of a signature event of the city of Boston. And when that tragedy happened and people saw all of those things happen, it has the impact of bringing people together even more, because this is an event that marks the city.
Looking back at last year's tragedy, Hakala recognizes that Boston Strong isn't just a motto, but a phrase that represents a united front in the face of threat.
Boston wasn't going to be messed with or trifled with, and I think that's actually an important message, because Boston did what most big cities wouldn't do, and that is they shut down. The city shut down. So to me, it sort of represents a New England and really the Massachusetts attitude of you can insult your friends, but no one else better insult your friends, because you're not going to take it. Well, tragedy happens. It happens here. We're not going to take it, and we're going to do whatever we can to sort of bond together and handle it.
Phil Gregory, a personal trainer from Worcester, says he is encouraged to complete this year's race after last year's tragedy.
I hate to say that I'm inspired to run the marathon because of what happened last year, but really that is the reason. And I just want to be part of the 2014 marathon. Boston's a very proud city, and to see that happen was very emotional. So it's going to be great to cross the finish line.
The Boston Marathon will take place on Monday, April 21st. For WAMC, I'm Maya Coviello.